Welcome home, Father. We won the big game against St. John's, and I scored a touchdown.
That's great, son. Isn't that great, Francine?
Big deal. Like, you're so great with your stupid trophy. I have a trophy, too. It's the Spanky Award.
That's right. He got it for pulling it 11 times in one day.
13 if you count ghost loads.
I count ghost loads, Will. How about you?
Oh, God. That is the greatest term ever.
I play that. I love that clip because that is actually my record as well. I don't know if the Jesus. 11 was counting ghost loads. Well, I was going for distance.
I think maybe 10. Like,
I love how there's a huge distinction. 11's completely over the top, but that 10.
I mean,
that's a gentleman's. I want to go out deca.
On a limb and say you also accomplished this while staying home from middle school one day.
High school.
All right.
High school.
Same thing.
Just bored. Wanted to say I'd done it. Oh, nothing geez. More than that. I think one time I had done 9.
Isn't that the only reason, like, guys stay home from school at that age?
I mean, to avoid tests and stuff, sure, yeah. but
spankathon. At least us, because we didn't have, like, computers in our rooms back
Oh,
then.
Yeah. Like Chris Rock said, scream if you want, ain't nobody gonna hear.
Yeah, so you really had to have the house to yourself.
That's you a good jerk.
Get any business accomplished.
Oh, yeah. Well, welcome to another Papa's Basement. I'm your host, John Papagiorgio. With me, Will Papagiorgio.
Yo.
And Kate, let's see that level, Kate. Let's see how good it is.
Do you want me to actually check levels now?
Well,
because I was trying to do it earlier. I was trying to do something for you, John.
But the pros do it on air.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I was busy listening to Ghost Loads. I'm sorry. I'm like a deer in the headlights.
This is a big league show. Things big league style.
Yeah. I like the Kenny Powers-esque delivery to that. Yeah, you can find the show website, which has all kinds of old episodes, and it's got my writing in papasbasement.com. Tweet us at Papa's Basement, find us on Facebook at Papa's Basement, and find us on iTunes, because if I understood a goddamn thing about getting famous, I would understand something about iTunes rankings and how important they are, but I don't. So just go to iTunes, add us, download there, even though I just revealed you could also find us at inpapasbasement.com.
Well, I don't even have iTunes. I've never used it once. I'm a caveman.
And that is why this show is going to hell in a handbasket. You just subscribe to the podcast. Like, I put a little URL on my site, like in the code somewhere, that says, iTunes, look at this, and whenever I get a new episode, it's going to get uploaded to you.
White people.
I used to feel that way, man, but you could pull that about, like, 2002. This is everyone now.
So nifty.
My little Macintosh
is... Did you get synced to my iPhone immediately without plugging it into the USB cable through Wi-Fi and Bluetooth?
That's
what
really
about
good.
Skype? What's your Skype handle?
Why did I take so much delight in that? That's pretty good, man.
That was an excellent voice.
It almost makes me like subscribe to the Mac philosophy from It's Always Sunny.
Which is?
Computers are for fags. Like, really? An actually living life.
They kind of are. I mean, I feel dirty for the amount of knowledge I possess in that arena.
I mean, I'm like, you know... Hacker numero uno when it comes to like porn. Or something.
I was gonna say, you know how to download porn.
You know how to get around when they don't want you to like download the pictures. Like, you know how to like cut and paste and embed the direct URL.
Take a screen cap, dump it in Microsoft
Print the
Paint.
Screen, yeah. I'm MacGyver, but
God forbid we even own Photoshop. You're just dumping it in Microsoft Paint still.
Yeah, but yet. Like, in order to get through the first level of computer science in high school, I had to copy off the guy next to me. I was lost after week two.
It was real science, computer science,
you know,
too.
Like, the C out, whatever.
We hadn't... It wasn't moving the turtle around anymore, right?
No, it wasn't logo. I'm talking
okay.
about... But you basically did something that worthless. Like, probably the first thing you did was, what, make, like, a stick figure whose dong swung in the wind or something?
Maybe you. I recall, like, a bubble search program. I don't know. Kate's just smiling. She
I didn't take computer science, and I'm a bigger computer geek than both of y'all now.
That is true.
I don't even know why the hell I took it.
It was
to make a stick figure with a guy whose dong swung in the wind.
You're like, I want
to
be that
dude. That sounds hot.
I'm sure I thought it'd be good to learn or something, but
we thought we'd have a career in it. We thought we'd make money as adults. How foolishly naive.
I mean, it's just terrible.
Terrible, terrible, Charles Barkley.
Like, my teacher didn't teach. It was almost like a college class. Like, here's your book. Here you go. I'm just going to sit here for the rest of the year.
I remember my teacher, Mr. Coleman. Was it the same guy for you?
No, I had Mr. Myers.
Okay. No, big black dude, Mr. Coleman. Nice guy.
I remember that guy, kind of.
Yeah.
No,
nice
I didn't
dude.
Have him. Did he actually teach you and, like, tell you what to do?
Sure, but I cheated.
Oh.
Just like you. I mean,
I didn't even get the instruction to ignore.
I even went to my first semester at Virginia Tech was computer science, where cheating was rampant. They had to put everyone's code through all kinds of programs to sniff out the cheating.
What is wrong with you people?
Why would you want to learn that?
Yeah. Why would you? Did you? Was it a required class? Because I didn't have these as required. Oh, I didn't have these.
It was all kinds of required stuff. No, this is the actual sad story of my life.
Well, he was a major or something.
Yeah,
like.
I went to Virginia Tech as a comp sci major because I paid
no attention
to
college. Oh, and then you cheated?
Oh, yeah, cheated rampantly.
Why would you take a class in something you're just totally not interested in learning?
I was so dumb.
So you get your sheepskin.
I was so dumb about college. I was like, you just go there. And, like, you get a job right afterwards. It has nothing to do with what you care about in life. I didn't even know what I cared about in life back then. I just knew that, like, I had a new computer and T3 speed porn. Like, that's all I cared about. So I went there, and I cheated my way through these classes I hated. And then I saw Office Space that Christmas break, and I was like, this is going to be my life if I stay in computer science. And so I dropped out and went into psych. That is an actual sad fact.
Wow.
The face you're making says it all.
Why didn't you go into psych?
I did,
you
briefly.
You could mentally manipulate the 15-year-old girls who cut themselves and come into you and bang them.
Are you kidding?
And convince them not to tell mommy.
I'd be fired in 5 seconds if I were a psychologist. Are you kidding me?
Like, breast massages are completely normal.
I would, dude, every person wants to bang their shrink. I mean, as long as they're, like, reasonably good-looking. I've never had an attractive shrink.
They're nut bars.
You've never heard this? Like, everyone kind of, like, steps up to that if your shrink is even reasonably attractive. Like, everyone...
I did. I can attest to that.
Yeah.
I had, like, a just, like, kind of average-looking little Jewish girl in college.
Oh, but she was your shrink?
Yeah, and she liked me, too, because, like, it was supposed to be, like,
they love a puzzler.
10 weeks. And, like, I was going there all year.
Oh,
and it never stopped.
She booked you for extra dates?
Well, yeah, and then I was like, you know, I never said anything because I didn't want it to stop. And then, like, at the end of the year or whatever, you know, it was time to go home. I was like, hey, how come it never ended? And she said, well,
I didn't want it to.
Well,
I didn't want it to.
She said, I got to pick one person.
Oh, my. She wanted to blow you, dude.
No, because then I hugged her and I got, like, the, like, two asses, like, miles apart. Like,
oh, sticking it out like a friggin' playmate posing almost?
Yeah, like, just to make sure. It's kind of like Will Ferrell on the shrink and Step Brothers.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, there's no sexual innuendo here.
Yeah,
whatsoever.
Okay, so I think we've discovered a few things here. Your shrink is only interested in you because it's your shrink's job to be interested in you, and this person takes an interest in their work. And
no, she wanted to do
them. You probably
no, she's engaged. I was so effed up though.
Yeah, and you probably it probably
she
says
saw a peek
something
of
the
about fire the fire hose he's packing.
It's
she
something
that.
About the attraction to someone who's actually interested in learning about you and your personality and yourself, and not the front that you put up for everybody else.
It's some primal stuff. That's why I always hear, like, you know, it's kind of like Roseanne. Remember where Dan, like, falls in love with his nurse or whatever when he's sick. I think that's a very common thing in real life.
Yeah, she's doing everything for you. How
yeah,
can you not
it's
love
like,
that?
Yeah, it goes back to like
unless
some,
she's just gross
no matter
beyond
what
belief.
Horrible thing you tell her, she's like, it's okay.
Yeah,
let's
and then
talk
she,
about
and then
it.
She's wiping your ass.
Yeah,
it's just some Freudian thing, longing for mommy. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah, no, unless she looks like what Stevie Janowski just banged last week, geez. You're gonna fall for it.
And even then, you might.
Boys.
Oh. Yeah. Oh
boys.
God.
What? That's the same thing with women, kind of.
Really?
Like, chicks are into, like, military
chicks are just as messed up as guys.
Yeah. It's everyone's horrible. Up. I mean, that's why I just sit in my room and I smack it around all the time.
Well, what do you learn in psychology? Like, because the street psych I've picked up is just to pick up on, like, you know, people's neuroses and how to manipulate them.
No, that is, like, the one thing I've learned about psychology. Find out the worst things that have ever happened to a person, and it's shaped them. Like, not their triumphs, their worst moments are what shape a person.
And that's what you learn in class?
No, that's just what my, like, streets. Oh, yeah. I don't remember what I learned in class.
Yeah, see, that's like anything else in college. Like, I took a recording class once.
I think there's, like, the DSM-4. What's it called, Kate? The book, the big book of nuttiness.
Yeah, I don't know what version is out now, but it's the DSM.
Yeah, it's going up to 5, I think, now. It's just the big, yeah. The only shrink crap I actually liked was classical conditioning and psychobiology, like things that are actually hard and fast, not this BS Freud theory, but things like, you know, if you zap a dog's nuts 10 times and it rings a bell, and, you know, the 11th time you just ring the bell without zapping
it'll
the dog's nuts. Yeah, it'll grab its nuts. Like, I found that fascinating. That was the only...
We all do that.
And then, because I was such a little druggy back then, psychobiology was amazing because I learned how to actually, like, mix drugs and, you know, synergize them and all that crap.
But isn't the Freudian stuff, like, doesn't that kind of indirectly teach you how to, like, plow chicks whose dads checked their oil?
Dude,
like, them?
You don't need anything to bang a chick
That's
whose
not
dad molested her.
Theory.
You need like a $5 and like a sixer of Pabst, you know?
You just
and
have to watch Mystery on VH1.
Yeah, exactly.
You it's not to... just Freud. There's Jung, too, to name another very famous one.
I've never
of
heard
interest.
Of that.
Yeah, okay.
All right, all right. God.
You mean there was a band other than the Beatles?
No, actually, there wasn't.
Numero uno.
There was the Beatles and Motorhead, and that was it.
That takes
the
us up to today.
The evolution of rock.
Did anyone, by the way, see, speaking of possible jailbait and all that good stuff?
The Taylor Momsen or whatever?
No, oh, God.
Oh, it's like Courtney Love Jr.
Don't get me.
Oh,
yeah,
oh
yeah.
The Glee stuff.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to the Glee all stuff right. in a bit. I was just talking about the hot brunette in the hall.
Oh, Jesus.
I was being a little more concrete. Was that legal?
I didn't even see anything.
I am the
I
only
on the
hot
phone.
Brunette that I saw in the hall, so no.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. No, there's something tall and good. I was just wondering if it was legal-ish.
Well, can I go to... Well, when we take a break,
I'll pack you up with the wireless mic. We'll get our producers on it.
Crawl through the ceiling rafters like Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible.
Yeah, yeah.
Drop down
no,
on the floor.
No. Nothing famous and not creepy. I'm talking about the chick in the studio next to us. I just was curious about that. Because, yeah, she needs to cover her ears before we get to this next segment, if I want any shot at that, which I don't have to begin with. Will, you've been spending a little time around the house, right?
What house?
A little bit. The mom's house. The place where I live.
Yeah, I
keep
guess.
Listening, girlie. It only gets better from here.
What's that, Chad? You live with your mom?
Oh, I do.
A bit, I guess.
Okay.
The usual.
Have you noticed a steep decline in the quality of the TP that has been presented in the main bathroom?
No, but like... I did in my apartment, and I don't know, like, who put it there. I get the Costco kind. I don't know if, like, Allison brought some from home. But, like, I was taking a nasty one today because I had 3 McMuffins yesterday.
What? Okay.
Like, one, you know, like, smart ones or whatever, like, that diet frozen crap, like, Lean Cuisine.
But it's basically a McMuffin.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then 2 from Subway. Have you had those?
I have not had any of Subway's breakfast food yet.
At least the one like in Sterling or Aldi or wherever I'm bum
serves
F I was.
Serves tainted meat.
No, it serves breakfast all day. I hope they're all
really?
There.
No, I thought they cut off. Because
most of
them do. I'd be woofing that ass down.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
This is good, man. They're so cheap, too. It's like each one's like $2.50 maybe.
Okay.
Egg white McMuffin. I get like peppers and onions on it. Cheese. Effing good.
But you kill like 3 of those.
Well, I killed 2 plus the frozen one I had earlier in the morning.
And what, eggs make you go?
I don't know. I took a foul dump today. And it's just, you know, sometimes you can smell like McDonald's fries or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're
No, I'm not going to say yeah to that. It never smells like French fries.
Well, it's just smelled like McMuffins.
Otherwise, I'd be fishing in the bowl. Like
I know,
a
that's the confusing thing.
Like it's a grizzly smacking a salmon around.
It's an appealing scent. It's like, McMuffins.
No, it's always horrible. Like, the best I can say is sometimes where it's, to quote Donnie G, no more odor than a hot biscuit. But usually it's a mess. And not only that, like, you know it's not going to be a clean sweep back there.
Oh, it was. Oh, it was
like you feel like half a sausage link is still poking out.
It's just reminiscent of Woodstock 96 or whatever.
It just comes out of you, right? It's like a fine mist.
You just talked over my good line.
It disappears.
Woodstock
There you go. Now take a minute to absorb how good of a pool that was. People sliding down
the
muddy hill,
stuck.
Flinging mud at each
the
other.
Muddy wood stuck.
Just caked head to toe in mud.
Yeah. Okay. I like that. That brought me joy.
Apparently not enough to prevent you from talking over it. But
well,
okay.
It's just me. It has nothing to do with your material, sir.
But yeah. So anyway. All right, what were we talking about before?
We're talking about you taking dumps that somehow smell delicious, like McDonald's fries.
No, mom's house, like
the toilet paper.
She, yeah, sometimes she gets that like awful single ply, like public school paper.
You can always feel your fingers through it. It's like you're gay probing yourself as you wipe.
Just get it for her from Costco. But no, the thing I'll say about mom's toilet. Every single
time. Oh, cannot
time.
Handle a single... The cat could clog that toilet.
Yeah, every time I drop a deuce there, I clog the toilet. I'm sick of it.
Oh, you want to know the worst thing
I'll flush it, like, a few times in vain. I'm like, I know I got to get the goddamn plunger. Like, one more. Nothing doing.
Oh, because you don't want to just smear the S on the plunger.
That's what you have to do, and they have to wipe the plunger down with, like, the tissues
that
are in the wastebasket.
Okay, let's not go that
far.
This is
fascinating radio, sir.
I'm just saying, I don't wipe it down, and then as I'm showering that night, like, I'll knock over my body wash or whatever, and it hits the plunger.
That's why a man wipes it down.
Let it stay there. No, what always happens to me is I'll wake up, and I will hit that thing. I will just give it like Ike gave it to Tina, and then I'll do the first wipe like before I've made sure it'll go down.
No, you should flush like immediately
so
upon contact.
You know, I've got this big hand of sherbet, and then I flush and it doesn't move. And I'm just sitting there holding this for like 30 seconds, like half asleep. I just woke up.
You just got to throw it in there.
And I'm like, what am I going to do? Yeah, I always do, but I'm always thinking like, can I do anything else here? But the worst thing about that toilet paper, dude, the dingle factor is insane. Like, I know you shave everything. Like, it's gross. I don't know how you get your fingers back there. And
it probably would look very odd if you were to, like, videotape me in the bathroom doing this.
Oh, God.
Assuming positions.
Like something out of a Nine Inch Nails video.
You should not assume.
Yeah, I don't do that. Like, I'll maintain the front side, but the back is the Wild West. And today, I was taking this horrible single ply to it, and there were so many dingles that I could feel it, like, just on the side of the hand almost, like they'd migrated out.
You're like the bear in the Charmin commercial.
Yeah, so I start to plucking them out like wild strawberries, and
just
there's like...
Do it in the shower, you beast.
I wasn't going to shower then, so I had to so I had to take care of it then. But it was awful, man. And I knew there had to be, like, far more next to Ground Zero... But I'm not going to put my fingers close to that, because if you touch it, then you become gay. That's science.
I can't stand going out in public with a dirty bung.
Well, I didn't say it was dirty. It was all clean, but there were the little, both the ball dingle and the little poop burrito dingle, right?
It qualifies as dirty.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that qualifies as dirty, yes.
Because it's like mixed with the S and like the water that splashes up there.
Yeah.
So it's like you just left.
But it's not actual
soaking.
Filth. It's not actual filth. As long as it's not your actual, like, quantifiable amounts of your excrement. Come on.
Yeah. I would hope we're past that at this age.
Well, yeah, I want to thank you guys for being so late, by the way, because I was so dying to, like, run to the bathroom and do a final wipe down. And instead, like, you guys saunter in at 59:50.
I warned you I was going to be
like,
late.
Oh, my ass
warned
is killing
you.
Me.
No, that's
and
your
this
own
is,
fault.
And this is my penance. I get to listen to the very detailed... the processes that you both go through when you use the toilet. Just, and that's very exciting for me.
Shower to stun. You know that one where it's just like pellets of water?
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like black people getting a fire hose in the 1960s.
Santa College, yeah.
Yeah, like put it that setting on the shower head and just... Take care of it.
Oh, we don't have that at home. You've used that shower. You're right. That is the lamest shower on earth.
That's like getting a golden shower.
It's not
from someone with prostate problems. It just trickles out on you.
Yeah. Nothing, man.
Power washers aren't that expensive. You could just get one, keep it in the cupboard there.
What, like the little butt pick?
No, power washers.
Like for
the side of the house.
For your aluminum siding? No way. That's how you tear out your colon. That's how you get Mr. Hands or whatever, the horse guy. Then you die from the bacteria a couple days later. No, thank you. Rodriguez.
Hey, speaking of, I finally learned that Human Centipede is a movie. I could not tell where this meme was coming from. Just learned about it.
Stupid movie about like the three people that got
sewn
together.
I had no idea it was even a movie or what it was. I just thought it was something the internet made up.
The girl you replaced used to yap about that a lot.
Really?
So keep it up.
Wow.
Keep it up. We'll get a new one who doesn't know.
You're
about
the one
it.
Talking about poop details.
My poop.
Yeah.
That stuff's gross.
Yeah, I know.
Whatever you're discussing, I don't want to hear. My poop's whatever. It's my own brand.
Everybody loves their own brand.
Well, I was going to call Maria to remind her to get good toilet paper today, but...
Get it yourself, you cheap bastard.
Yeah, just get your
fine,
own toilet paper.
Fine. I figured the bit was a little...
The problem is, like...
It was a little Ryan White kind of tapering off.
That house is so crowded that you can't even get, like, the Costco stuff.
Oh, no, because you don't have the space for it.
Yeah, so you got to go to the grocery store and get, like, a little six-pack.
There's, like, one... There's room for maybe 1 to 2 rolls of toilet paper because the rest of the under-sink area is filled with, like, the baby oil she brought you home with, you know, from the hospital.
Which we got until last week.
Yeah, exactly.
To tie things up in a nice,
that actually,
neat little package.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to get too into that, but I actually did cruise through all the old baby oils from, you know, when I was a tot.
Oh.
In my quest for fixes back in the day.
God. So is it okay to use baby wipes? Or is that weird?
Yeah, I mean, it's expensive, but I know a few people do that.
Okay.
I think that's like that's a Rolls Royce of wiping your ass.
Yeah, yeah. That's like you hit the numbers if you can afford the baby wipes all the time.
I think it's a little fey.
Oh, it is, but in a good way.
Okay.
Yeah, because then it's like if you take a sloppy dump, like you don't really need to shower.
The actual wipe will take care of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That was actually something I used to do with my very first roommate, Gavin. Not
wipe
each other. No.
Jesus.
I'm going to head you off at that pass.
Think about your phrasing.
Great minds think alike. No. He bought those, and I would try not to break into them as much as possible. Like, they were far more tempting to me than, like, junk food or booze he brought in the house.
Wow.
But, like, after a night of drinking or something and you really hurled a wicked knuckleball, I'd bust into them.
Oh.
You're just slubbing it, like, all drunk, like, ah, you know, digging in there, and you'd be clean in 2 wipes.
Were they for adults or for babies?
Adult.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think they make adult ones.
Yeah, I dated a guy who got baby wipes, and I think this was before they made them for adults, because they were, like, actual baby
wipes. So you
got
to stare at the little baby face?
And I went into his bathroom, and I was really confused, because it hadn't even occurred to me to use baby wipes, because those are for
babies.
And big people can wipe themselves with toilet paper.
I thought a lot of women did that, too, like more so than guys.
Isn't that a recipe for like a yeast infection? Get you all
what?
Wiping
no,
the
my
front
recipe
door?
For a yeast infection is go to the doctor and get something actually for the yeast infection.
No, I'm saying if you use that wipe on the front door.
Oh, I don't use that wipe on anything. I don't have those in my house.
Okay, I'm just asking.
I'm telling you, it's wrong.
I just thought you might have some gossip to bring to the table.
See, her first inclination
something
is probably...
Something that happened to Kira. Wait.
That this guy has a kid that he hadn't told her about. My first inclination is this guy likes to, like, toss
molest
clean
kids.
Little kids' salads.
Yeah, wipe them off.
Yeah. To make sure there's nothing doing back there before
it. I didn't think
dabbing
it was
their
that
cheeks
weird.
Off, like, there you go, head back home.
I thought maybe he used it for his hands or something, you know, like hand wipes or something. I didn't really think about it because I thought they maybe were just antibacterial whatevers, mm-hmm. and then I realized that he actually used it for wiping, and that really changed the relationship.
Well,
you can't
use it as every wipe unless you're like P. Diddy rich.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be either the first or last say in the matter.
I would say if anything, it's got to be the finisher.
Yeah, exactly. It's the fatality.
Nice,
it's like the spot-free rinse at the end of the car wash.
Yeah, because I'm sorry, if you dig in and you get that first scoop of Rocky Road with it, like, there's still tons of business left.
Yeah.
And I mean, you've just made what was there slick with whatever they put on the wipe, too. So, like, go to town wiping that up. Have fun, buddy.
Okay. Curious.
So yeah, I was gonna say, did that change this guy in your eyes?
Yeah, it really
more
did.
Feminine.
He was very masculine, and then to walk into the bathroom and see the baby wipes and realize what they were for, that was a little off-putting.
It's a little. I'm not gonna lie. If I were a chick and I knew some guy was that, and but on the other hand, aren't you happy that
it was very confusing for me because on one hand. excellent that he's very clean, but on the other hand, he's a guy that uses baby wipes, and I'm really uncomfortable with that as a straight woman.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I've weirded chicks out with that, because, like, if I'm in my house or whatever, I pee sitting down. Is that a
what?
Yeah.
Why?
I'm going to clean that up.
I would totally, if I have think Wait. I've decided that if I were a guy, I would pee sitting down too.
Well, yeah. Not in public. In public, oh, I'll spray
no,
wherever.
No, no, no,
like, the bathroom
I don't
the station.
I pee standing in public bathrooms.
You'll pull a middle school and go on the toilet paper rolls
yeah.
to prove your point.
I don't care. But, like, yeah, if it's at, like, my house,
yeah,
my
yeah,
mom's house,
clean.
Or friend's
yeah.
house, like, I'm sick and tired of, like, having to grab a tissue and, like, wipe down the rim because I have such piss poor aim.
I was going to say, yeah. you can't hit it? Like, just concentrate.
No, it's why do I have to work when I pee? It's supposed to be a relaxing.
It's
time.
Not work. You're just pointing your dicks. Like,
my ex roommate.
I don't even have to point.
Work.
I just kind of like straddle it a little bit and have my mule like straight over it.
Straddle. See, you're already doing work. What's easier, straddling or sitting?
Maybe when you have so much heft as Will does, that it just you know
true.
It aims differently.
I'm amazed you can sit down.
It's actually supposed to be better for your prostate too.
Oh, mine's killing me lately.
Wait, your prostate?
Yeah.
How the hell do you even know where
oh,
it is?
Oh, you can feel the pressure. I don't
From
know.
What?
It just sitting down, like I can feel pressure on it, man.
Maybe you should see a doctor.
Yeah,
okay. Oh, whatever. I don't want to stick around this world too much anyways. Let's nature take its course here. But no, I hate sitting down to pee. I feel so gay doing that.
No, I agree with Will. If I'm at home, if there's somewhere I can actually sit on the seat and not freak out about it, I would totally sit down if I were a guy. I would just make it easy. You get to sit down, chill out.
I'll tell you, the way it started was like, I don't know if you remember, I think it was like back in 2006 or something. We went to that place in Vienna just around the corner from here for Mother's Day, like that Italian place where the power went out. Like,
Yeah, okay, sure.
You know, whatever.
Vaguely, right.
And anyway, like, I don't know. I had that cheesecake that neither of you did. And I don't know if it had anything to do with the power outage, the fact that it was a dairy product, but it wasn't even out that long. But I got, like, food poisoning. I was just, like, violently ill for the next few days. And I could, like, barely make it to the toilet just to puke. And so when I pissed, the same thing. Like, I couldn't even stand up. So, like, I'd have to
So you're sitting down. You're like, hey, this ain't half bad.
I had to pee sitting down and, like, with, you know, because
the Cadillac of pissing.
Mom has the hamper right in front of the toilet.
Oh, you'd lean over and grasp it?
I'd have my head resting on the hamper because I felt, like, so effing bad. Like, I couldn't sit up.
Oh,
so
God.
I had to sit down and, like, put my head on my desk, like, in elementary school.
To this day, if I'm taking a really painful one, I'll punch that thing like Rocky. Like, that's how I get through the pain. I'm just, like, walloping it. I need more fiber.
Wow.
So, yeah, like, you know, when I finally got better... I never really stopped. I was like, why?
What, you still put your head down and everything,
no,
like the whole ritual?
Sitting down to pee. I'm like, it makes sense.
Really?
Right.
Yeah.
No, I do my thing and then I make sure I didn't get anything.
Dude,
all over the place.
You
after.
Get everything all over the place. You get puke. That toilet seat at home is so nasty. Poor mom.
Well, I just know that it always has the little bald spots where our fat ass thighs go. And like, they just, you know... rub against the seat and it eventually gets those two little bald spots if you don't change it every 10
no,
years.
No, pick up the seat and look at the rim.
Oh, right,
like
around
a correction
the
of your pubes and piss and...
Well, part of it, too, is because I shave my beard over the toilet. So I don't think it's all pubes.
Jesus Christ.
It's like 50% pubes,
50%
yeah. facial
It's a
hair.
Healthy melange of everything.
Chest pubes,
yeah.
balls from...
from my chest pubes down to my balls, bro.
Luscious V of hair.
I've had the old bull. Now I want the young calf.
God.
Shut the F up! And scene.
All right.
All right.
Are we done with the topic of...
Please.
I think we've mined it. To
half an hour on
half
toilet.
Half the show's done. Over half the show's done on what was supposed to be the 5-minute intro. We're good like that. We can talk. We can banter.
I know.
I think the sexy brunette just walked by, too.
Wait.
I'm not getting any.
Tell her worry. About your poop.
Yeah. Oh. Hopefully this is piping through the halls right now.
Oh, it is.
As she goes in the bathroom, take like a feminine little tinkle. And this is just blasting out the speaker right on top of
her. Bang a fat DJ, baby. I take dumps. Rar, har, har.
Jesus.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. We can skip the water bottle saga. I wanted to yak about that, how we almost weren't doing a show this week.
Did it really almost come to that?
I got a healthy warning about bringing food and drink into the station.
Eh,
Well, it's out there. It's out there. Genie's out of the bottle.
You should have just told him you peed on the carpet instead.
No. No. I almost got in trouble because I couldn't tell if it was water or juice. Like, who's bringing juice at this day and age?
Wow. Okay.
Wait, the water stained the carpet?
No, I'm staring at the carpet right now. I mean, okay, not to be cryptic. Last week, I think I mentioned it on the show.
Yeah, because you knocked the water over on the show.
Yeah. The day before we recorded this, I was at one of my other stations, and I knocked...
Four.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not loyal. I have this super no-spill water bottle that I try to use whenever in a radio studio. You knock it over, nothing happens. But it fell off the back of my car and shattered like the cheap piece of Taiwanese ass it was. And so the next day I had to come in with one of those bottles that you see like muscle heads drinking protein shakes out of it in the gym.
Right, so it's a covered top, but it's not sealed.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. It's like, and a pretty big mouth too. Like,
yeah, it's halfway between like a big gulp and a water bottle.
Exactly.
Wide mouth, because yeah, it's meant to like shake up protein shakes like in the gym so you can like have it instantly after your workout.
Yeah. And that thing got knocked over in the heat of the moment. I was gesticulating like the filthy Mediterranean I am.
Oh, so it's just like, oh, I can't think of the word. I was going to say belching out, but that's not too good.
Ejaculating, to proclaim. It has other meanings.
Yeah, I mean, that's just like, that's a very wide mouth.
Yes, yeah. Oh, spewing forth?
Yeah.
The water?
Yeah,
I thought you were talking about me.
No. I'm just saying, like, if you knock this thing over, it's not like knocking over a water bottle or even like,
no, it wasn't.
Bottled water.
It wasn't like a little playful drip, drip, drip.
Yeah, this thing just like splash. Belches like, out water.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I knock it over and it looks like, you know, the sex act Jim Norton's into is going down. What, you don't listen to enough O&A to hear the yellow discipline tales? You're looking
Jesus.
At me quizzically.
I mean, that's what I gathered. No.
It looked like a racehorse was emptying out. And I've got, like, the Sam Waterston, you know.
And you didn't exactly rush to pick it
up.
No. You're just like, F it. It's there.
I was
turned
like,
around, kept talking.
I was very Andy Rooney about it all. Like, I turned around, I'm like,
we're doing a broadcast here.
Oh, dear. What shall I do? And it's just gushing out. So I finally reach over, and I pick it up. And after the show, I look at it. I'm like, I should do something about
it. It was
that.
A big circle.
It was
a really big circle.
It was. Yeah. I'm like, water or not? Because I'm a dude. I never got why mom would always get pissed if water was spilled on the carpet. I'm like, it's effing
water.
That's what you use to clean the carpet, you jacktard.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah. Apparently, that would attract dirt. But anyhow, like, I see this huge water spot. And I grab, like, maybe 3 plies of paper towels from the kitchenette we have over here. And I throw them on and stomp on them, pick them up, and it looks like nothing's been done to clean it.
Except now there are footprints in there.
Yeah, I'm like, I've done my part. So I march my ass out. We record the second show. I think nothing of it. The next day, I have to come back because, like the idiot I am, I left my laptop power cord in the B studio. And I come back, and Tom, the very nice but kind of, you know, quiet, calm, collected Tom at the front desk. He's like, you know, you left quite a mess at the in EBR the other day. I'm like,
is that the guy with the goatee?
No, that's Alex. Tom is the
dark haired
dude. Sits in the back. Yeah. Okay. And at first, I was like, God, do I try to lie about this in any capacity? I'm like, screw it. I like Tom, and you know, I'm probably dead to rights anyhow. I'm like, yeah, sorry about that.
My water broke.
Yeah, I didn't know what to say. I was like, it was water, you know, because he was like, I don't know if it was juice or what. I'm like, juice? Was it a tippy cup that emptied out? Am I 10? No.
So you have uromycetitis, like Seinfeld.
Exactly. I have to pee everywhere. It's actually a very serious condition, officer. But the next day, I get a call from Miriam, the program director. And I can recognize the number at this point, because she's called me about various other things now and again.
Like what? Anything bad? Content was
like once or twice about that. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, nothing too bad. Like we're still in the air, aren't we?
Yeah, but what, if I may ask?
Nothing I can remember specifically. Yeah. Just, you know, watching F-bombs and stuff. I think like a couple accidental F-bombs went out.
Oh wow!
On more than one occasion.
So people do pay attention.
Yeah. I don't like.
Oh, this is like the Wild West of radio.
No, we're monitored in a very real capacity. So I recognize the number, and because I'm a huge pussy, I just let it go to voicemail. Because I don't want any confrontation. And I especially don't want to hear that I might, like, lose the show or even have, like, a one-week suspension for it.
Oh, jeez. Suspended, like, from the goddamn army.
From the free show that I do, where I'm not paid and no one listens, but I can get suspended. And it'll probably just be dead air or the automation of my show.
Which has F-bombs in it.
It's like the evergreen with Jez talking about, vagina, that everyone hears as the intro every week if I don't start, like, a minute early. God, will I ever take that goddamn thing out of automation? I mean, I guess I should be happy, because if I'm ever really sick, I'm just like, let it play, it's fine. But I am sick of the fact it starts at like 59:30 instead of 3 flat. So I get the voice message. She's like, hey, call me back.
So you can be fired.
Yeah. So I'm like, two can play this game, honey. And I'm just doing the mental gymnastics. I'm like, when is she most likely at lunch? And I pick about 1:30. I'm like,
I would have picked between noon and 1.
Really? So, yeah. Well, I call back, and I get the voice message. I'm like, F yeah, F yeah. So I leave the voice message. I'm like, oh, Miriam, it's a damn shame. Trying to get a hold of you. You know, we'll have this talk one of these days. And then I hang up. And she calls back the next day.
Is this her cell phone or like a hard line in the office?
This is the hard line in the office. So it comes up as FCAC. And I'm just like, yeah, right. So she leaves another voice message. And she's like, hey, sorry I missed your call. Call me back. So the next day, again, 1:30.
Well, she didn't specify a time, so it's not your fault.
2 out of 2, baby. 2 out of 2. I'm like, oh, God, will our misfortunes ever cease, Miriam? How can this happen? But, yeah, I guess we're done. You know, like, I kind of hit, like, guess this is cool. Yeah, bye. So Friday she calls and leaves a third voice message. And this one's like, yeah, I really need to talk to you. If I can't get a hold of you, I'll be sending you an email. And at that point, I'm like, oh, jig's up. So I call her back. And she couldn't be cooler about it. She's like, look.
She hot?
Sure.
Am I putting you in a difficult spot? All right. Sure. Never mind. I've never seen this woman, so I've never seen the big boss lady.
She's all right. Sure.
She the head cheese here?
She's the head cheese. Right. She's the PD. So, yeah, you want this? You want another episode of Papa's Basement? She's hot ass. Okay? You happy? Right. You happy, Will? Okay. There, we're done. I get a hold of her. She's like, look, just bring in a covered water bottle. Keep it on the floor. I had it, like, up next to me so I could just immediately reach over and drink. She's like, I understand. You guys get thirsty. You're talking for an hour straight. Just don't let it happen again. She couldn't be nicer. She then drops the bomb, and this is what kind of got me. She's like, hints at the fact that I would have been in more trouble if they didn't see on camera.
You're half-assed.
That I'd been wiping it up, which blows my mind because the entire week I had been concocting a lie I was going to tell to say it wasn't a water bottle. And by Friday, I had come up with, I had either a sealed thing of water that popped in my book bag, or I had like some kind of cooler that was leaking, like a little lunch pail maybe.
Or I get really excited standing behind you.
Yes.
And I couldn't help myself. And you were just trying to save me from the embarrassment.
I peed a perfect little arc of urine over there, like Calvin making on the Chevrolet symbol. And thank God she mentioned the video, because otherwise I would have made like a total ass of myself. Like, yeah, this thing happened in my book bag. No, it didn't. So I walk in here today.
Why would they be pissed that you made an attempt to clean it up?
No, they were happy.
They were happy.
Oh. Yeah.
They were happy.
Oh, okay.
But
so had she not mentioned that, you would have lied and then maybe
then it would have really hit the fan. Awesome. Had she just been like, that was a water bottle, and I retorted with, no, it wasn't. I was like transporting an organ and the cooler was leaking. She would have been like, no, we have the footage.
She just plays a loop of it for you, like the police chief Grady or whatever with Farva attacking the guy at Dippensburger.
I don't want a leader call.
Rewind, play. One more time.
Yeah.
You are my goddamn cleaning lady.
The lice hate the sugar. It's delicious.
So what you're saying is now every week we got to come in and like spray paint over the webcam.
Like we're robbing a bank.
Dead presidents or something.
No, well, it took me like 5 seconds to find the camera because there's the one over there that feeds to the web feed.
Oh, that thing?
Yep.
Oh.
Right behind us. Big Brother.
It looks like a light.
That's what I thought it was. Wow. I never realized what it was. That is some kind of feed of us the whole time, which got me to thinking, what the hell have we done in the studio? I know in the other one, Kira pulled out her tits one time.
Oh, yeah, but I don't think there's a camera in the other one.
Well, because it's the ghetto studio.
That's a capital offense.
I mean, maybe they enjoyed the show. I don't know. But what have we done in here? Like, I'm pretty sure I've whipped...
Visually?
I don't think my schlong ever came out, but I've definitely shown the top pubes before. So
yeah,
got
you like pulled down your pants or something.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I mean, it wasn't full fire hose exposure.
I hid behind the box there, so I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, I whipped it back and forth a few times. Like a Louisville slugger. Everyone had a duck.
I don't recall ever doing anything nasty.
No, I don't think we did anything.
We didn't.
Yeah. Cause we
now
got...
we should.
No.
What?
I like my show. I very much was panicked when I thought I could lose it, even
you
for
know,
a week.
Fun.
I'm a huge puss. I thought we made that clear.
Baby wipes.
I live at home and talk about, you know, hard toilet paper scraping my rectum. I mean, I am not a man of action here. John Wayne, this ain't.
My boyfriend was surprised
pants.
That you sent out, pants is surprised
pants
that you
boyfriend.
Sent out pictures of kittens. Because I told him about the Hello Kitty.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, he's going to hate that. And I was like, no, he posted on Facebook a picture of the cat and the Hello Kitty thing, which is totally something I would send to people.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, the LOL
like,
cat
like a,
crap
yeah,
really
yeah.
cracks me up.
There's a few kitten things. And he's like, oh, he's going to hate that. I was like,
the
no, you don't understand.
Keyboard,
kittens are funny.
Whatever the hell it
was. Flying cat on the keyboard.
Flying cat on the keyboard, yeah. In
Why?
Space.
I mean, that... I love that thing. I'm not going
to
lie.
I got a video to show you later.
You really do like cats more than dogs, don't you?
No. I like them both. They're the same damn animal as far as I'm concerned.
I think cats are funnier. Dogs are fun, but cats are funnier.
Well, because dogs are obedient,
they're
so you can get a dog
dogs
to pose
cool.
for anything.
No, cats with like the a-hole personalities, like the one we used to have, are the best.
Yeah, they're a bunch of...
Just
yeah. they're a bunch of jackholes.
Yeah. They'll yeah. attack people. They'll attack dogs. They'll attack the S out
yeah,
of other
totally
cats.
Yeah, totally spazzes. There's a band called Holy F, and they have a video,
Thank
which
you
is
for
cats.
Catching that, by the way.
Yeah.
We have a show next week now.
They have a video, which is cats. It's an instrumental song. The song's pretty hip, but it's all just like cats tapping their heads behind instruments and like driving a car. It's real
yeah,
70s
it's
style.
It's funny because it seems like you can't train cats to do a damn thing. So if they do anything, you're
like,
amazed.
Wow, look at them.
Yeah, it's like what the dictum I live my life by. Like, let people expect nothing from you. So if you do anything, they're like, hey, look at that. God damn, good for
He's
him.
He's standing on two legs.
Yeah.
Oh!
He didn't spill his water in the studio today.
Yay!
No F-bombs. No boobs being pulled out. Good boy.
He's still licking his anus, though.
No, think about it. Dog, you completely you lose your ass on if it doesn't come when you call its name.
Yeah.
Like, get the F over here. Who do you think you are? And then the dog comes over.
Well, because they're not independent. They,
yeah.
They're definitely packing.
They're the only animal that naturally aligns itself
with
man.
With man, yeah.
Like, they seek people out.
Whereas a cat, like, the cat comes running when I call its name. I'm like, holy crap, what an awesome cat. Good for you.
Yeah, because sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it just looks at you with that F you look.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes it just stays curled up like a damn Cinnabon and doesn't do anything.
It looks at you like, what the F you think I am, a
when
dog?
One eye pops open, like,
yeah.
What? No. Falls no. back asleep.
It stretches its legs.
No, that actually, that ties back into psychology, if we want to take things back there. What's it called? Operant conditioning?
What?
Something like that, where... long story short, if something happens once in a while, like a reward comes to you, like I call the cat's name and one in every four times it actually comes running, I'm going to be more hardwired to call to it more because it didn't happen every time.
Right.
Something
That's
like that.
That's why you
like
don't give dogs treats every time they do something right.
Exactly. Because you want it to be an unexpected reward.
Yeah. It's like every once in a while I'll get a treat for sitting.
Yeah. But if he doesn't, like if you give it to him every time and then one time it doesn't happen, like the second time, he'll flip you
like,
the dog bird.
Screw you. It's not happening anymore.
Yeah.
So is that why in relationships people always seem to like chase after the people who kind of treat them
100%.
Like ass?
Yeah.
100%.
Playing hard to get. Yep.
That is why you never want to be 100% attentive, because then people
always,
just take it for granted.
Yeah.
Whereas you want them to like, you know, be like, oh, hey, you returned my call. I did something real good today. No, you, and not only that, like, I used to do that, and it was, like, this big effort to be like, ugh, I can't call her back. Now I'm just so goddamn lazy it comes naturally. I'm like, ah, oh, missed call, whatever.
That's great.
I got Battlestar Galactica to watch. Screw oh, this. Man. Yeah, Pussy Magnet. Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Kate.
Yeah?
Halloween costume. This was your contribution to the show. Yeah. I got a text earlier today. She's like, two ideas. Because... one that will be mentioned later, and the Halloween costume.
Okay, because I love Halloween. It's my favorite holiday. Absolutely love it. Every year...
You're kind of an offbeat girl. I can totally see that.
Okay. Well, every year, I do not have a Halloween costume. Like, I'll forget this crap until the last week, and it's like the last week before Halloween now. And I still don't know what I'm going to be because either I think of something really awesome and then I say to myself, yeah, but I'm not going anywhere. So why waste the awesome Halloween costume this year? I'll save it till next year. Yeah. And then it turns.
That's the saddest goddamn
okay.
thing.
I know. Ever. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. So, anyway, it's all really bad. So,
next year, guys. Next year.
I don't do enough stuff. I really like staying at home. It's awesome. So, I'm a week away from Halloween, and the Friday before Halloween, I actually have a show, and it turns out that her bassist is going to be wearing a costume, and I'm like, crap, well, now I should wear a costume.
Wait, so of course. If
you're in a band, and you're doing a show, like, what, 2 days before Halloween?
2 days before Halloween, yeah.
Friday and Saturday are Halloween.
Yeah, for adults, it's Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, people, I mean, I'm sure the Alkies will go out and get faced on Sunday night, too.
Yeah, you have to dress up Friday and Saturday. If you're a band, I mean, hell, were you there at that Family Values back in 99, where it was like, what, Korn, Limp Bizkit? Yeah. I'm not exactly a...
They came out
this.
As, like, the 80s metal
yeah,
band.
Yeah, but they're already in costumes.
And they came out as, yeah, and Korn, no, Limp Bizkit was Elvis, right? They're all Elvises. And then Rammstein came out just wearing duct tape over their junk, and they got arrested.
Well, that was, like, their normal attire. Yeah.
They're actually going to play naked. And then the cops were like, you got to at least put duct tape on. They still got hauled off stage.
I remember that. I didn't
they're
know
so good, too.
Too
oh, God, they were slaying, too. Those precise German lads.
No, it was awesome. Like the pyro and all that.
Oh, they were good. But get back
so
to
I need so I need a Halloween costume. So here's the problem. I'd been throwing some ideas around, but I hadn't decided on anything and I wasn't getting anything. So I need to know what to be for Halloween.
Something slutty.
Something horrid.
Yeah, well, I was actually just gonna go as a slut.
Oh, just, that's such a dumb, like, when people, like, wear, like, the fishnets and they're like, I'm a hoe. It's like,
no,
dude,
no,
try
not
harder.
As not
you,
as
you
a
should
hoe,
go as a slutty
as a
slut. A
yeah,
slutty
I'm an
slut.
Extra slutty slut.
A slutty whore.
You know, pole dancer.
Yeah, so
just
what does that
consist of? It's my usual gig clothes. But then I saw an onslaught of sexy this and sexy that costumes.
That's all women's costumes are.
Right. Well, it's
don't you,
funny
hey,
to
by
me,
the way, don't you want to just beat to death any woman that isn't in a whorey costume? Like, you should be stoned
now
like a cheating
trained.
Woman
that's
in a
so
Muslim
wrong.
Country.
If she's, like, fat, no.
Okay, that's fine. Yeah, if you're
like, I want to see fat girls wearing the... a barrel with the straps over it, like in the cartoon.
Or shove two of them in like a horse outfit or something.
Yeah, and then like when you ask them what they are, they're like, I'm a cartoon character. You got their clothes stolen.
Yeah. God. Oh my God. Brilliant.
Okay.
So... that was really good. I'm sorry. That was really good.
Yeah,
I'm laughing on the inside.
This is the problem I have with the slutty costume thing is that everybody expects it now. You can't go out and buy
yeah,
anything that
figure.
Isn't slutty.
Like, I know you're a former fatty, but get over it. You're in shape now. Show
no,
it off.
No, I don't have a problem with me doing it. I just hate that it's expected. Like, I don't have a problem with women dressing that way. I just hate that it's expected and you have to. So... I wanted to
some expectations are great.
You know what? I mean, there's some chicks who like actually put effort into their costumes.
Yeah.
I hate every single one of them that does.
Well,
like,
it's not as good as showing skin.
I hate chicks that dress like vampires.
Because I wanted to be Trillium 1 year.
Who?
Who?
See, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Come on, you guys.
Trillium?
Books?
Yeah. What it was it? A movie, too.
Was it most
it was two movies. Yeah, Mos Def was in it, yeah.
First of all, don't pick anything where everyone's going to have to ask you. What
no, that's exactly why I can't be anything that I want to be, because everybody's going to have to ask. I want to be Rachel from Blade Runner, and people are going to be like, oh, what are you, a 40s movie star? And I'm like, no, I'm a freaking android.
Because no one's going to put that together.
Yeah.
I know, because people are stupid. Anyway, one year I went as the Green Fairy for Absinthe. Everybody thought I was Tinkerbell. I'm like, freaking Absinthe, people?
Oh, from Eurotrip
look,
or whatever?
I mean,
no.
If you look, if you insist on doing Blade Runner, be Pris, who has the black spray paint across her eyes. At least someone might get that.
People aren't even going to remember stuff from 2009.
I know.
Like, all you're going to see this year is like Snooki.
Yeah, just Jersey Shore. Just be
I'm
like
not
a,
fat enough to be Snooki.
Be like a slutty Mario brother.
Enough. And people think I'm an Oompa Loompa. Anyway, slutty Mario.
Yeah.
Brother.
They make
well,
those.
I've seen some things yeah. that are slutty that
you can
have
find
no...
slutty anything.
There's I know.
A, there's a lot
there's
of
no
slutty
way.
Nerd crap. There's a
they
someone...
did that on Drudge Report.
There's a slutty Elmo. And
yeah,
it's like, what? Why
yeah,
do those
slutty
two things go together?
Monster.
No,
yeah.
no.
Why got, do those two things go together?
We got this hot, nerdy little chica, Andrea. She was showing me pictures of, like, slutty Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. No, that's the Drudge Report thing. It's like,
all kinds
yeah,
of, like,
yeah,
slutty
Dorothy
rappers.
It's
great.
Yeah.
Well, because, like, all it's all female costumes now, like she said.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it used to be, like, slutty stewardess, slutty cop.
Yeah, it was
like,
yeah, slutty
then,
nurse.
Then you
yeah.
only have, like, five. So you got to
yeah, so
out.
Now it's everything. Stuff that has no justification for being
slutty.
Slutty
nun.
Yeah.
Slutty social worker.
Slutty abortionist.
Slutty soup kitchen attendant.
Slutty janitor.
Slutty hobo and just not shower for a few days. Yeah. Take that, you bastard. No, so
just
my,
do that. Yeah.
I was actually going to like get a fur bikini, like faux fur, so it's like really fluffy.
Okay.
Fur bikini.
And be Raquel
but wear
Welch.
The full gorilla mask nice and say I'm a sexy gorilla.
No. Oh, God, no. Because then Pants is going to bang you with it on, and then you'll never look at him the same way again.
Or you could get a real gorilla mask. You want to adhere to the gentleman's glossary, which is...
I don't know what that is.
Get glue or some other... co-
spit it out.
Gelant, I don't even know. Some substance to stick things on your
an
face.
Adhesive.
And then someone would shave their what
oh,
John leaves around the toilet.
I see.
Put that all over your face.
Exactly.
So you
I would then
like
straddle
one of those Mexican
your face
wolf
like I straddle the toilet.
Yeah. So I needed help in deciding what I was going to be.
What
so
are the options?
Right,
have you narrowed
right,
it down to like five
well,
or something?
Well, right now the leading idea and what I will go after this show as soon as the show's over and get is to be Chun-Li.
That's pretty good.
Hell yeah.
And
hell
get
yeah.
a little blue Chong Sam, and I'm hoping to get like the high top white Converse or something.
You are going to have a hard
that.
Time beating that.
No, I, like some of my friends won as Street Fighter characters last year.
Oh, like a whole pack of them went, right?
Yeah, it was like one was Ryu, one was Ken, one was Guile, I think. Like,
yeah.
It was all right.
Did they hire like a drunken engine to play T-Hawk?
I mean, the easiest obviously like Ryu and Ken because you just need like the uniform. And the
yeah. Well, the last year I wanted to be a character from a video game, but I had the same problem that a lot of people wouldn't know this video game, Left 4 Dead.
God, why do you always have to go for the weird, obscure crap? Come on.
Because it's what I like.
Yeah,
I'm,
but you want people
I'm
to
Andros
recognize.
I was
from
a fox
Star
1
fox.
Year. I was a fox 1 year. That was I was a fox, and my friend was the animal catcher. And that's what we went as.
That's okay.
We went out
were you
yeah,
slutty
that was
fox?
Plain.
That's retarded.
Was it like you in a bikini with a tail, and you're like, I'm a fox?
No, I was wearing a skirt, but it was like knee length.
Jesus like, Christ. It's like Amish Halloween.
I know, right? I could go as an Amish girl. Oh, a slutty Amish.
Slutty
there
Amish,
go.
Yeah. Here are my ankles. <Get along.
laughs> I mean, aren't there any, like, prefab Chun-Li costumes?
Yeah, there are, but I would just rather just
she's
get
too
the
artsy.
Chong Sam.
Yeah. She's not going to do that crap. She's too artsy.
Well, how are you going to make, like, the little ear poofs yourself?
You just get a little cheesecloths and put your hair in little buns and poof them up. I'm a girl. Oh. I know how to do crap with my hair.
And you
good
can,
catch. Good catch.
You can pull this off in a week.
I can pull
I did not
along
hear
with
the tea cherry on top of that.
Spike. Get that
spike
ish done.
Bracelets,
yeah.
Yeah,
get the spike bracelets. The in fact, the boots don't even
yeah,
have to be knee high. They only have boots. To be calf high. And
no,
the
I thought
blue
she
trunks.
Was knee high-ish.
Mm-mm. No, they only come
for
up to her
high.
Calf.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they
okay.
only come up to her calf. And
I'm
then,
thinking about when she threw
Chong
the
Sam.
Fireball and she'd stick her ass out. Not the original one, but in Super when she got real silly about it.
Or it's like assuming
yeah, doing,
the position.
I'm doing Street Fighter
oh, yeah.
2.
Like it was your psychologist hugging
A
you.
Up in the air, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, she goes Cammy. That's sluttier and hotter.
Cammy
I'm
was
not
a
blonde,
whore,
though.
Too.
That's the problem. Yeah. I'm not, mm-hmm. I don't have a wig. Yeah, Cammy was totally
you could
slutty.
Be Vega. You're both filthy Spaniards.
I could be true. Vega. I'd need like a leotard, bright purple leotard, wasn't it? Like
the
a cat suit thing. Yeah.
Like,
I got too much hips to be Vega.
But what other options were there?
Well, that was the winning thing so far was Chun-Li.
Just topless but with I'm a just, scar paste.
Because that's the only
tits.
One like people would
Blanca.
Know.
Oh yeah. Hell yeah. I was a Blanca man.
I think I had a friend do that 1 year. It was last year, I think so.
All right, so Chun-Li. So I think Chun-Li's the winner. You're not going to beat Chun-Li.
Unless you do something more current.
Well, if you're Ryu, and then you... No.
Yeah. And then you do the Shoryuken track.
Well, and kick. Yeah, so that was the best idea I had so far. That wasn't totally unrecognizable.
Yeah, just die in slow-mo. Yeah. All right. I like Chun-Li. That's our winner as far as I'm concerned.
No other suggestions. There's no other suggestions here. Nothing you guys can think
of. I mean, just
what
like
else happened this year? Snooki, what else do you think you're going to see like a million of?
You could be like Slutty Solly, or was he last year?
Who?
Pilot.
Oh,
that's like literally the extent. Oh, you could be a slutty Chilean miner.
I told Andy he needed to go see some Chilean miner.
Yeah, some guy with like S.
Oh, are you kidding? Like every broke Mexican dude is like licking his lips this Halloween. Like, hey man, we got a costume, man.
Dig your journal.
Last year I was Andy Warhol.
Huh?
Last year I was Andy
Warhol.
So you
had like a big gray poofy wig?
Yeah, I had totally had my Andy Warhol wig.
Who the hell? Were you slutty Andy Warhol?
No, I just wore my turtleneck
Jesus
and jeans.
Christ.
That is the laziest. That's like the time I think I dumped baby powder in my hair and I was Ebert.
Yeah, you know, that's because I had like a day before Halloween.
Eyebrows white once and one is Mr. Clean.
That was pretty lazy too.
Oh God, yes it was.
Oh, and here's the other problem I have. I won't do anything that requires makeup. Or like serious or face makeup or anything, so
it's
that
horrible.
Rolls out a lot of stuff.
Oh my God! When I was a little kid, I was such a sucker for that. You'd buy the little box of liquid latex and be like, "Oh, it'll look like a horrible boil."
It always looks terrible.
Nothing. Your mom is not Sam Winston. She's not gonna figure. You know, she's not Steve Sabini. She's not like she would just dump the latex on you. It's like great. It looks like I smeared Elmer's on my face. This is awesome.
I was a theater major, so we didn't have... I mean, that was cool. I just can't stand it, and I constantly am touching my face, so I would totally rub it out. I can't even do cat whiskers, because they just end up as big smears all over
my cheek. Because wherever you go, especially like clubs and bars, you're going to get sweaty as hell.
Yeah, so I won't do makeup, so that really rules out a lot of things, too.
Like, I went as a Chippendale last year, and, like, I was hot in the club. I was like, I wasn't wearing an effing shirt.
You were hot.
Oh
yeah.
You.
All right.
See, like, the club's just ridiculous. Like, it was this place underground in D.C., and every so often they, like, spray CO2 because it's just so hot and stanky there.
Nice.
It was just ridiculous.
You hear the music, Will. You hear it, Kate.
Time to go.
Yeah.
Time to go. The night train has pulled into the station.
Woo-hoo!
Hell yeah, Kate. You're on that. Kate, want to thank you for being in here today.
Cool.
Will,
mm-hmm.
Thank you, sir. You've been listening to Papa's Basement. I am your host, John Papagiorgio. Again, the show website, inpapasbasement.com. Find us on Twitter, Papa's Basement. Find us on Facebook, Papa's Basement. Find us on iTunes by Googling iTunes and Papa's Basement, because I don't have a sexy direct link for that one. And we are out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time. But I'm on my way, had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way, it's a mighty hard climb, but I'm on my way, on my way, glory, hallelujah, I'm on my way.